You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
Some prisoners say food in a prison's chow hall is tasteless and bland. But that's not always the case, especially when John Parrott, also known as Yaya, is cooking. He has the ability to make prison food taste like it's been home cooked. This is why many fellow prisoners have dubbed him the unofficial chef of San Quentin. Here's San Quentin radio reporter Tommy Shakur Ross with a story produced inside the prison walls.
You know, the food was seasoned like I would expect if I was on the outside eating somewhere.
Typically, Yaya's meals have a southern twang to them.
The seasoning isn't just on the surface of the chicken, like on the skin, on the outside, but I mean, it's down inside the chicken.
There's sweet and sour. There's brown sugar. You know, these flavors, the flavor of molasses.
That's Darren Williams and Juan Haynes. The delicious meals that they're referring to was cooked by an incarcerated person named John Parrott, also known as Yaya. He's been preparing meals for annual religious and self-help group banquets in San Quentin for close to 7 years now. To hear Yaya talk about it, cooking prison food is all about a good attitude and a prayerful spirit.
You know, when it comes to any type of food, institutional food, is that you have to cook with your heart. If you go to the kitchen in the morning and they wake you up and you're upset and you're mad because you didn't get a good night's sleep, that's how the food's going to taste. If you're in good, joyful spirit and you're prayed up, the food will taste good.
Yaya's been locked up for 23 years. He's 64 years old with cocoa brown skin and a warm smile. He discovered his passion for food and cooking long before ever coming to prison. Yaya grew up in Reddings, California, watching his kinfolks cook.
My mother always had a big old thing going on in the neighborhood where, you know, it was just my sister and I and my dad, and she would cook for a family of four or five, but the pot would be filled all up and we can, you know, really feed 24, 25, 26 people.
Today, Yaya cooks for hundreds of prisoners who sometimes discard their share of prison food. According to Juan Haynes, that's something he does regularly when he goes to the prison's chow hall.
A lot of the meats I won't eat because they're just simply not prepared. It came right out of the refrigerator onto our plates, you know, so I don't eat it. I'll give it away or I'll throw it away.
Darren Williams shares a similar sentiment.
For me, a meal in the chow hall is bland and almost colorless on most nights. And me personally, I have to bring my own seasoning with me. Seasoning, salt, some type of Goya or something, sriracha or hot sauce or something, just to make the meal taste like something that I can put on my palate and digest. You know, some of the stuff, I don't have seasoning on it, I might not even eat it, you know.
But when Yaya cooks, most people demolish their food and usually want more.
Okay, so plates are clean relatively quickly, and people are asking for seconds, and that's the atmosphere inside of the banquets.
I see guys that are willing to take anything off your plate that you're not eating. I see guys that will, if they can get seconds, they're getting seconds. Guys that are trying to take something back because they want this meal to last more than just in this event. So I'll see guys when they can, they'll try to bag it and take it out with them, you know. And so, I'm eating everything I got there, so I don't have anything for anybody else.
Before coming to San Quentin, Yaya has done time at Folsom, Pleasant Valley, Susanville, and Mule Creek. At each of these California prisons, he has found work inside the kitchen by volunteering or recommendations from others.
Well, you know, the word of mouth gets around, and a lot of guys you've done time with before know you cook, and they put your name out there, and one day you get a lucky break and you're able to go into the kitchen and it speaks for itself.
Yaya says he enjoys cooking for banquets because it gives him an opportunity to spruce up meals with different spices, seasonings, and vegetables like onions and bell peppers. something that can't be done with the everyday prison meals.
Well, when you do institutional style cooking, you have to be real careful because you have a big setting. You had 3,000, 4,000 people here you cook for. Everybody can eat hot food. Everybody can eat salts. So you basically have a bland type of meal you have to put out. But when you do these banquets, I go in and, you know, I try to throw the kitchen sink in there and make the taste, like I said, close to home.
In preparation, Yaya likens himself to a football player who directs the offensive plays in the kitchen.
So if you got a group, say like 350 people, it's like a quarterback. Everything is on your shoulder. You got to make sure, number one, the accountability is good. Make sure everybody gets fed, you know. If you got three or four people there to assist you and help you with it, you got to make sure everybody has good conduct and character and integrity. It can't be any stealing, any shortcuts, you know, because everything's going to come back on me. And I got to make sure the plays right. I got to make sure the greens are right, the chicken right, macaroni and cheese are right. You know, once I throw some salt in there, I can't make sure nobody comes behind me and throw more salt and ruin the meal. So that's what I mean by being a quarterback. You got to be held accountable.
As a banquet chef, Yaya makes a variety of meals, from barbecue chicken, hot links and burritos, to hamburgers, roast beef, and mac and cheese. But he also makes an effort to ensure that no one is left out.
Then you have to kind of ask that coordinator how many people you have that are vegetarians, because they don't, how many people don't eat meat, how many people don't allergic to peanut butter, how many people allergic to onions. So it's a whole lot of work to go in these banquets, and you just have to kind of make side dishes to, you know, to, you know, to accommodate everybody.
What it boils down to is that Yaya finds pleasure in cooking for others.
I like to see a smile on people's faces, you know, when I cook. It lets me feel good. I never look for any credit in anything because, you know, I do it from my heart. I don't ever want nobody to say, oh, man, that chicken was too salty. Oh, it wasn't cooked good. I try to put my best effort forward. So when I see people, you know, enjoy it, that really makes me feel good.
From both Darren and Juan's perspectives, Yaya experiences more than just pleasure. The way they see it, it's all about love.
He takes a lot of pride in seeing people satisfied and rubbing their bellies after a good meal. I think what gives Yaya the best satisfaction is the fact that he's able to serve others, particularly through breaking bread. He loves cooking.
To me, he brings a good attitude to things. He's always kind of jovial, good-natured. Always got a smile. He has some humor for individuals. And I think that comes out in his food and his cooking. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, it's like he puts a lot of care and time into it. He's not just serving somebody something to eat just because, like, it's a job or something to him. But he puts some love into the food to me.
The chef of San Quentin, providing fellow prisoners with a taste of freedom. I'm Tommy Shakur Ross with San Quentin Radio. I'm out.